French President Nicolas Sarkozy yesterday ordered the dismantling of 300 illegal camps of travelers and Roma across France as part of a fight against crime and urban violence. The leader promised a crackdown last week after a weekend of rioting in two cities, one involving an attack on a police station by Roma. We spoke to the managing director of the European Roma Rights Center, Rob Cushion. He says the French government needs to stop targeting entire communities and fulfill its legal obligations in helping the Roma integrate into society.
If there's criminal activity, then the law enforcement response is appropriate. And a law enforcement response, however, has to be based on individualized suspicion of individual involvement in crime, not the targeting of an entire community and an entire ethnic group based on allegations of criminal activity. In terms of what they can do to help, the French government last year was found by the European Committee of Social Rights to be in violation of the European Social Charter guaranteeing the right to housing, because France, while it has a very good law on paper to provide places of accommodation for travelers in France, in practice has not implemented that law. So for the French government now to complain about illegal communities of travelers is rather ironic, given that the reason why there are illegal sites is that the French have failed to implement their own law, which obliges municipalities to provide adequate places for French travelers to live.